First, you have to understand there's a difference between those who were using the Horace Mann building over the spring and summer and those who set up barricades earlier this month and refused to leave. Teresa Whipple is with the Seattle School District.
There was a core group of people who were very interested in working with us. They were not the people who were in the building. They were not the people who were removed.
Seattle police arrested four men on Tuesday after the district asked the city for help. Seattle Public Schools had been working with a coalition of groups who were focused on educating African-American youth.
We had just culturally enriched programming.
Says Malachi Kane, a Seattle parent and community activist who had served on a school district task force.
We were engaging the district and trying to come up with different resolutions that could satisfy everybody involved.
Conversations between the school district and the community groups included moving their programs to a different location because the district needed to start construction at the Horace Mann building. But when those discussions came to an end, some community activists refused to leave. The district shut off electricity and water, but a group of people used a generator to camp out inside. Then the arrests happened. But that's not the end of this story for the coalition of community groups.
We're dealing with 10,000 students, roughly, in the SPS district proper.
Malachi Kane says that's the size of the district's African-American population. And that's the group of students who aren't passing state exams and who are getting suspended and expelled at a higher rate than white students. Following the arrests, a school district spokeswoman said Superintendent Jose Banda will keep working with the community groups to find ways to address the racial achievement gap. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.